From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21. When they were near Jerusalem and had come to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village facing you, and you will at once find a tethered donkey and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you are to say, 'The master needs them,' and will send them back at once." This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is approaching, humble, and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.'" The entrance into Jerusalem and the cleansing of the temple. Where does Jesus come from? He comes from Galilee, and he's going up to Jerusalem, an ascent in a geographical sense, the Pope says. But this points to an inner ascent, our going to the temple, where God wishes his name to dwell. The whole goal of this journey that Jesus makes from Galilee to Jerusalem is one of self-offering. Pope Benedict speaks of Jesus as a pro-existence, one who lives for the other. And so others join him on this journey, a growing number of pilgrims, including Bartimaeus, who could see again, and follows Jesus along the way. They're wondering, is this Jesus, the new David, the promised Messiah? How does Jesus enter into Jerusalem? Humble, mounted on a donkey. Not a horse, a symbol of pride, but a donkey. Jesus is a king of peace and simplicity. Jesus is a king of the poor. His power is God's poverty. His power is God's peace. Only this power can save us from our sins. The children greet him with joyful exclamation, a sign, the Pope says, of our need to be little before God. Only these with such simplicity pass through the eye of the needle. And Jesus too, the Son of God, makes himself small for us, an image of the Eucharist. He comes to us humble as bread, to enter into our midst, to take us up as an ascent into his cross, symbolized by the bread, and into the chalice, symbol of the resurrection. Jesus then goes into the temple and drives out all those who are selling and buying there. He wants his house to be called a house of prayer. It's not so much the act itself that provokes indignation on the part of the authorities, but the interpretation Jesus gives to his act. Was it a political summons to revolution? Of course not. For Jesus, killing others in God's name is not the way. Jesus has another zeal, the inauguration of a new kingdom, a kingdom built in the heart. How is this accomplished? The Greeks ask Philip, "We wish to see Jesus." And Jesus replies, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Unless a wheat of grain falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single wheat." Where is this glorification seen? In the cross and on the resurrection. This is the temple not built by human hands. Jesus has zeal for the cross because the cross flows the spirit of forgiveness and reconciliation. The cross is self-giving love. This is the temple that Jesus came on earth to build.